Meditation is a time that's just for you. I'm Ambika. Thank you so much for joining me today. Please make sure that you're not operating a car or heavy equipment and that you won't be disturbed. Get into a comfortable position, close your eyes, and let's meditate. Awakening the root chakra, Muladhara. Ganapataye Namaha. Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Find yourself in a comfortable position. Let yourself shift around to get the body feeling that it's fully supported. Close your eyes and notice the next breath. And when you feel the rhythm, exhale a little bit more fully on the next time that you're releasing air. Now, take a deep breath in. And exhale. Take your next deep breath in. And if you can, pause. And now exhale. And the next time you take a deep breath, if you can, say the sound ah with me. So let's exhale. Inhale deeply. And as you exhale, feeling all of the stress and tension in your body just drifting away. Continue to breathe deeply, and if it feels comfortable and natural to you, you can pause after the inhalation. And then again, after the exhalation, noticing that each time you take a deep breath in and pause, it has a magical effect to quiet the mind. Continue breathing in a comfortable way. And if you need to shift around at all right now, moving a shoulder or a hip, allow yourself now to melt in to the most comfortable position that your body can find. Notice the bottoms of your feet. As you're breathing, use your imagination, and if you want, visualization, to see yourself breathing in and out as if through the bottoms of your feet. And as you take the next deep breath in through the bottoms of your feet, imagine that that air and oxygen is filling you up into the body, all the way to the top of your head. And as you exhale, release any ideas or thoughts that have come with you, and just let them go back out through the bottoms of your feet. Take the attention now from the bottoms of your feet to the center of your forehead in a little point in between the eyebrows and in the center line of the nose, the third eye. We'll be taking a tour through the body. There's nothing to do or anything that you have to imagine. Just follow the sound of my voice. Center of the forehead. Base of the throat, right shoulder, right elbow, right wrist, tip of the right thumb, tip of the right index finger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger, right wrist, right elbow, right shoulder, base of the throat, left shoulder, left elbow, left wrist, tip of the left thumb, left index finger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger, left wrist, left elbow, left shoulder, base of the throat, center of the heart space, right nipple, center of the heart space, left nipple, center of the heart space, dropping down deeper, just behind the navel, tip of the pubic bone, right hip, right knee, right ankle, tip of the right big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, little toe, right ankle, right knee, right hip, tip of the pubic bone, left hip, left knee, left ankle, tip of the left big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, little toe, left ankle, left knee, left hip, tip of the pubic bone, just behind the navel, center of the heart space, base of the throat. Rising up now to the third eye, center of the forehead, dropping in 2 to 3 inches as if inside the skull. Imagine turning and facing the inside of the forehead like a large, dark movie screen. If any impressions or thoughts, words or images flash across the screen, just imagine your inner voice saying, "There goes one," and return to just gazing. If you imagine yourself inside this cave of meditation, watch as you have a seat on your meditation cushion in this inner sanctum of peace and tranquility. Imagine my voice as if your own inner voice, saying this affirmation of protection and connection. I am safe and protected and always connected. I am safe and connected and always protected. I am safe and protected and in all ways connected. I am safe and connected and in all ways protected. If you are a visualizer, imagine yourself now floating down through the body, along the spine, to the area just below the reproductive organ and just above the anal outlet. This is the location of the lotus with four petals. I am the one who meditates on Muladhara Chakra, the root chakra, which shines with the brilliance and brightness of 10 million suns. Here I gain absolute control over divine speech. I enjoy the fruits of all knowledge. I am forever full of health. I experience extreme pleasantness, Mahananda, and this purifies me within. In Muladhara Chakra, I am connected to the divine essence in all names and forms, with the beauty of words in poetry and of images. The fruits of this sadhana practice become my reality. Meditating on Muladhara Chakra, I am reaching my true potential. At the base of my perceived being, at the base of this physical body, below my reproductive organ and above the anal outlet, is this lotus flower with four petals, associated with four sounds. Imagine now a square, perfect at the base of you, its borders at the front of what you perceive your physical body, the back bordering the back of the body. Its right side touching the right hip and left at the left hip. From each corner of the square is a beautiful lotus petal. Here I see at the base of my perceived being, at the base of my physical body, below my reproductive organ and above the anal outlet. The four petals begin to shimmer with their associated sounds. In the right upper corner, vum. In the right rear corner, shum. In the left rear corner, shum. In the left fore corner, sum. Activating these four sounds shines golden light as far as you can imagine. These are the key sounds to activating this chakra. In the center of the chakra is the seed sound of the earth. Lum. 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 This sound of yellow golden light radiates from deep within, bringing the brilliance of lightning. Muladhara is surrounded with eight shula that point into the eight directions, one each pointing to the center of each lotus petal, the remaining four to the square sides. Resting in the center of Muladhara Chakra, I hold the space for all I create, and it begins with newly forming creative power. Guided by the wealth of all knowledge, of all that is, I am protected by the cosmic forces. As I ride upon the king of all elephants, Airavata, the vehicle of Indra, Lord of the senses. Here, whenever I want to find my grounding and my center, I chant the sound Lum. Drawn in through the mouth of the nadi, Shushumna, shines a luminous, soft, lightning-like triangle. Within moves the wind of deeper red than that of the lotus flower soul. This wind is the supporter of life in this physical body. In the center of the triangle is the generative power, beautiful like molten gold. This grounds me in the knowledge of all that is. Meditating on Muladhara Chakra brings me awareness and knowledge of all that is. I experience the next moment and the next moment and the next. Like a newborn leaf unfolding. I reflect the knowledge of all that is, like a full moon filled with lightning, a swirling whirlpool of energy. Over this force sleeps the Kundalini, fine as a single fiber of a lotus stalk. She attracts the entire world and guards its sacred opening with her mouth. Spiraling like the curling curves of a conch shell, she spirals 3.5 times, protecting the unmanifest with brightness and power of a strong flash of young lightning. Her sweet voice reverberates like the far away hum, like a swarm of passionate bees. She is the inspiration of the beautiful arts, poetry, and literature. It is she who maintains all beings of the world. By creating the duality of inhalation and exhalation, shvasa and uchvasa. Here, she shines in the cave of the root, like a series of brilliant lamps. Praises to Shakti, the driving force behind all sub-manifestations. Within this Kundalini reigns the ultimate energy, who is extremely subtle. She is extremely well-versed in all creation and is eternally blissful in the form of eternal bliss. The radiance of this goddess Shri Parameshvari, the consort of Lord Shiva, is the source of brightness in the entire universe. Meditate now upon these sounds. Vum. Shyam. Sham. Sam. Lam. Lam. I am great health. I am right speech. I am knowledge. I am bliss absolute. I am peace. I am great health. I am right speech. I am knowledge. I am bliss absolute. I am great health. I am right speech. I am knowledge. I am bliss absolute. Sat Chit Ananda. I am peace. I am peace. I am peace. I am compassion. I am compassion. I am compassion. I am love. I am love. I am love. Let yourself now begin to return to the sensations and borders of the physical body. Notice the toes and let them begin to move and wiggle very, very slowly. Let the tips of the index fingers find their way to the center of the pads of their respective thumbs, bowing down to the wisdom inside of you, the guru within. I am bliss absolute, Sat Chit Ananda. Let the thumbs now gently rub across the pads and tips of each finger. And as you slowly begin to move the shoulders and find the head and neck, let the hands rise up to place the fingertips gently on the lids of each eye. Feeling the palms caress and cup the edges of the chin and jawbone. Notice how comforting it is to feel your own hands warming your face. Take the bliss of this meditation into your day, radiating peace, love, joy, and compassion to all you come in contact with. When you're ready, you'll begin to open your eyes, knowing that the body is functioning at its optimum state of physical health, emotional well-being, mental clarity, and spiritual bliss. And feel like you're awakening from the most glorious sleep or nap, fully energized, fully awake and aware. May you have a beautiful day or rest of your day. Shanti, shanti, shanti.